it's really baseless and unfounded that a whole government would think so low to believe that the DPP, which is a party which is in opposition, would be interested or would be advancing, advocating the death or the sickness of a sitting head of state. That is unfounded. Why would we want to do that? In any case, next year we are having general elections. And as things stand now, His Excellency Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika is poised to win those elections and wouldn't want a person that we are sparing with to be incapacitated or to die, and wouldn't want to wish him in Chakwera in that way. We are told that that rumor emanated from State House, from government. Why? It's because of late Chakwera has lost popularity. And he wanted to put a stunt so that he gets that popularity.
I saw a newspaper photo where President Chakwera is doing push-ups. When we talk about whether someone is healthy or not, can your candidate, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, also show that he's healthy, he's well, by doing push-ups?
When you look at the presidency, is the push-ups one of the requirements for presidents? In the Constitution of Malawi, it is written there, you must be a person of sound mind, you must be over 18 years of age. These are the requirements. You don't need even to demonstrate that you can do push-ups. You don't need to. Imagine, are you saying that if I'm disabled, for whatever reason, I'm disabled, I cannot be a president because I'm failing to do push-ups? That is why we are saying this government must go, because there's no reason whatsoever to be in government. Leadership is not about physical appeal. It is not about, you know, you doing push-ups. No, it is not about that. It is about what capabilities you have as an individual. And for us, we believe that His Excellency Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika has got the capabilities to read. By the way, his brain is that of a young man of 19 years. He's very sharp.